Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for being with us. In studio with us from Infomax Office Systems is Greg Bailey. He's the director of sales over there. And our friend Lowell Vine is the director of IT services. They've been doing this for some time, and we're going to get the backstory of exactly what is Infomax. Welcome to the News Hour, guys. Nice
Thanks
to have you both
us.
Here. So, Lowell, tell me, in a nutshell, what does Infomax do?
Most of the public's going to know Infomax is a longtime copier dealer in the industry here, or in the city. I happen to hand up the IT side, where we do manage IT outsourcing, but
so
most people know as copiers. Yeah.
Copying machines,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Wow, that's really changed over the years, too, hasn't it?
It has, very much so.
Yeah. So when you talk about IT services, what kinds of IT services?
Yeah, really, it's a pretty broad package of services. Our customer that we would look for would be somebody whose IT is critical for their business, but they realize if they can put their efforts into increasing productivity, finding new markets, and really outsource the IT to us, from the servers to
so you're
the
a professional desk. Service organization.
Absolutely, professional services.
Yeah.
Let us take it off your plate and we can do that for you.
You know, and as complicated as IT has become, we just had a story on last half hour talking about new threats out there all the time that are coming, new hackers, new systems that are out there. People really have to watch what's going on with regard to their IT systems, because so many of us use that. That's our money-making engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's bad people out there trying to do some crazy things.
Yeah.
Gather your data. You know, we've heard of people with what's called ransomware. They'll actually lock up a system, and until you pay the ransom, you're out of business.
And they're not necessarily going after just big companies either.
No, we had a customer that was attacked that somebody opened one innocent-looking email,
yeah.
And all of a sudden they were down. The good news is we were able to restore them very quickly because we'd planned ahead for those kind of things. But no, it's not the deep pockets they're going after. Sometimes it's a small company as well.
That's the voice of Lowell Vine, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Infomax Office Systems. You may have, as he just said, you may have remembered them as a copying dealer. What kind of – let's bring Greg in here and find out. So what kinds of machines do you guys sell? Or are you still in that ballgame?
Yeah, we are. We offer Canon, Savin and Lexmark.
Got it.
And we're also authorized in HP as well.
Really?
So those are our main lines.
So most of your work, I would imagine, Greg, has to do with overall watching the sales of new products?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
We'll implement anything from document management to manage print opportunities for customers so that they can help streamline their efficiencies inside.
Got it. That market has changed drastically too, hasn't it?
It has. We encourage, we like to have people that print, obviously, but print avoidance and print reduction through different kinds of authentication, that really has a big impact on companies' business.
When you talk about document, I'm sorry, you said what now? Document authentication? Authentication?
Authentication.
Okay, what does that mean?
I need to know that Lowell Vine has printed X document. It's a lot for security purposes. You don't have documents sitting out on the printer that shouldn't
Got
be
it.
Sitting there.
Okay. All right. So then you can track those kinds of things and make sure that unwanted eyes aren't seeing them.
That's correct.
Got it. Lots of companies, I would imagine, Greg, have gone to networked printers as well. You know, it used to be that there was a printer on every desk, and of course that has gone now to networking opportunities where numerous people can use the same printing device. Is that accurate?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. Price ranges for printers. Where are you at in copiers and stuff?
Yeah. These are all business class devices.
Sure.
So they start, on a purchase program, probably on the low side, I would say $2,500 on the low side, and then ranging
Climb
clear
right
up to
up,
the
huh?
production print stuff, which is several hundred thousands of dollars.
Production print stuff. So you're helping commercial printers as well?
Yes. And, data centers,
Okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty incredible. And I've seen many of those laser copiers or digital press copiers that commercial printers are using, and they're quite advanced.
They are.
Yeah.
You know, up to 360 images a minute.
It's pretty amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is, considering where the technology was, you know,
10 years ago. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, Infomax is our guest. We're talking about their business. Where did all this Infomax stuff start at, Lowell? What's the history behind this?
Well, a local company started in 1958, right here in Des Moines.
So you've been doing this a while?
We've been doing this a while. Started as AB Dick dealership back when
really?
We did presses rather than copiers, but still the same family ownership, the founder's son runs the company.
It's nice.
He runs it. He's the president. Great guy to work with. A man of character. Someday his son will be taking over the company too,
right.
likely. But
nice.
Good family operation. But big enough to really take care of our customers right.
You know, one of the things that I've seen is your cars all over the place. You have very identifiable vehicles out there roaming the streets. You make a lot of house calls.
We do. I don't have the stats with me, but it's amazing the number of calls that are done per year, and how many miles we put on driving those small cars around.
I'm sure.
And we also have implemented a help desk to try to eliminate a lot of those calls and have somebody in the office to resolve issues that maybe we can resolve over the phone rather than
really?
Send somebody out when necessary, you know,
yeah.
if that'll serve the customer better.
So a help desk within
right.
the company. So
right.
I can call and say, hey, my self-weasel winding torque inducer isn't working today.
You got it.
Yeah, somebody help me out. And it might be as much as just unplug the machine and let it set
yeah.
there for a minute.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, you know. Go ahead and reset that modem or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
Greg, how many salespeople have you got out there?
We have 12
really?
Sales reps, yes.
Yep. Wow. And how far out do you go from Des Moines?
Right. So we'll spread out to the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City marketplace. We have a representative down there. We also have a sales rep in the Ottumwa. We have a branch office in Ottumwa. And then on the west side, we'll go out to Atlantic, out in that area.
Okay,
Carroll,
sure. Southwest Iowa. Yeah. Carroll as well?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Has that expanded much over the years, your territory? Or have you been in those areas for some time?
That's pretty much been where we've concentrated our
mm-hmm.
efforts. Yeah.
Yeah, nice to be locally owned.
It is.
And just
mm-hmm.
a local company, which,
absolutely.
You don't. When you talk about competition,
yeah,
and I suspect everybody's got competition out there, where's your sweet spot? Where do you folks like to be with regard to the IT services? Is it mom-and-pop companies? Is it mid-sized companies?
Yeah, in the IT world, our focus probably is more in the 10 to 75 computer users.
Okay.
There's some wiggle room in there, but I mean that's really the model that we put together. We can serve the best. If we go to a huge enterprise account, we don't have the model built, the services factory to deliver the
sure.
product that they want. The mom and pop may have a harder time justifying
the expense
packages we have,
right?
You know, from the comprehensive help desk and the suite of services we bring. I mean, our emphasis really is on experience, and sometimes it's. It really, that sweet spot is really where it makes sense to pay for that.
All right. So I'm just thinking out loud here for a moment to examples of that. Small to mid-size insurance companies, perhaps?
Yeah. Insurance companies would be great. Law firms would be.
Law
associations.
Firms.
We've got an association as a great member, a great customer of ours. It's not just in verticals. We get surprised where we find prospects sometimes.
I'm sure.
It is something, like I said, that IT is critical to
yeah.
them.
Well, you know, one of the things, and this is congratulations on this. One of the things we've learned a long time ago is that when you have a managed service company, a professional service company, it allows you to focus on whatever the business is that you're doing. Do the stuff that you know how to do relative to trying to guess and screw around and maybe make it worse.
That is correct.
Yeah,
right.
And time is money, as they say. On the sales side, Greg, how do you prospect? How do you find customers out there? Is it cold calling still the things that are done? And how difficult is it to wean somebody away from their preferred carrier?
Yeah, that is a challenge. There is an awful lot of it that is still that traditional cold calling.
Sure.
But then a lot of our business does come from referral.
I'm sure.
So we do have quite an extensive list of current customers that we do get referrals from because we do take good care of them.
Well, and somebody says, hey, who handles your whatever on the sales side of this thing? So copiers and IT services, anything else going on over at Infomax? Pretty much it?
That's really our core products. Yeah. We have some things tied into those, but they're just
add-ons.
Yeah, add-ons, right.
Yeah, and one of the cool things is, just like other companies should be spending their time doing what they do best, you guys spend your time doing what you do best.
Yeah, we don't try to do it all.
Yeah.
It's better to say no and refer to somebody who really is in that business than to give them less than the experience that they deserve.
You've been listening to Lowell Vine. He's the director of IT services at Infomax Office Systems, and Greg Bailey. Greg, I hope you start to feel better, my friend. You weren't able to be with us vocally very much because you and I are kind of suffering from the same malady, I think. You know?
That's correct.
A little coughing going on from time to time. Thanks, guys, for coming in and doing this. We really appreciate it. Good stuff.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
All right. That is Infomax Office Systems joining us today for our look at a business here in Greater Des Moines. We will have links to their website on the radio blog so you can get in touch with them. All right. We've got a clear aside for Bill Menner from the United States Department of Agriculture and our friends from Infomax. All of us here at the Business News Hour say thank you. On the controls tonight is our good friend, Tyler Hackenmiller, is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business of the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Pat Wood. Also, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodland. For all those folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.